instruct. People must know. Then morality, spiritual education will develop. But if the basic principle is wrong, then everything is built upon it is wrong. But at the present moment, the basic principle of knowledge is this ignorance, that everyone is thinking I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Englishman. Yes. So this, first of all, one should know that I am neither American nor Englishman nor Indian, I am spiritual. Then other issues can be caused. So we teach from the Bhagavad Gita this principle first, basic principle of spiritual education, to understand that one is not his body, he is different from this. Actually, everyone can experience if he is this little detail. It's like this man. The same man dying, and he sleeps his time, oh, my father is not, father is not, father. So, from argumentative point of view, I can say, why your parents, your father is not here? No, no, my father. Then you have not seen your father. You have seen his body. So this body is not your father. You have said this. Therefore, the person whom he saw, the body, that was based on ignorance. And that is going on.
Even Mary Baker Eddy got onto this one when she said, man is not material, he is spiritual.
Yeah.
Even she. And
it's not very original.
It wasn't. I mean, how many things are? It won't be said before.
So we are, that's our trying to educate people that even not this body. When you understand this principle that he is not body, then father is spiritual and spiritual will begin. Otherwise, if I have under the concept of this body, then a whole structure is wrong. Everything is wrong. The basic principle is wrong. That's right. If I want to do some good to you, and I take your heart of gold and cleanse it very nicely, and you are hungry, I don't give you any food, is that service? Should be like cleansing the pot? You are not the pot or heart. You are different from the pot and the heart. I don't care for you, but I take care of your past, heart and core. Is it a very good service? Intelligent service? Suppose a man is falling in the water. One man says, I am failing, and he jumps up. I take out his coat and heart and comes up. I have saved this man. Is that failing? So the whole world is going on to save the coat and sand. They do not know what is within the coat and sand. And they are taking pride. Oh, I have said, where is the coat and sand? The whole basic principle is wrong. So unless one understands that he is not this coat and sand, beyond it, there is no question of spiritual education and advancement. It's all false.
The basis of good education is certainly that man should see himself not as matter, but as
yes.
I
entirely agree with that. That is the present moment, because the whole world is going on under this wrong impression.
Is there not a danger, though, in giving young people the idea that
this idea
of emphasis on personalization of God.
No question of God in the beginning. We don't say about God. That's when you try to understand yourself, that you are not this body. We shall talk about God later. Don't talk about God. Try to understand what you are. Are you this body or something beyond? Then God understanding is far off, not in the beginning.
Because I'm getting at is when young people in the West see a picture such as that, or
any talk of pleasure, we don't accept this picture. This is our argument. But in the beginning, we speak of this philosophy that you are not this God. And anything we have constructed on the concept of this body is will be failure. Because it is temporary. The body is temporary. Therefore, whatever we construct of this body, we construct of trying to attempt. Antavattu ime deha nitta sota sarina. This body is just that. But the soul within the body, that is itself.
Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary.
Antavattu ine deha. Antavattu ine deha. Nitta soka sarira. Actually, here, never.
The impact, the initial impact, the cessation of the empire, this is in terms of every product. And the first was very strategic.
The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is subject to destruction. Therefore, fight, O descendants of Bharata.
This is just that. But the principle is in this body, that is not it. Bhagavad Gita is the first book of spiritual understanding. Apart from understanding of God, that is different. First of all, let everyone understand this principle, that is not this God. Then others understanding will follow. Easy. Otherwise it is entangled. Mixing.
When it comes to studying the Bhagavad Gita, this is within the scope of your acolytes who have got the time and the stimulus to do this.
Yes, everyone is reading.
How are you able to reach a wider public with these ideas in a more condensed form?
Have you got many schools? Bhagavad Gita? You can find so many teachers. It's not difficult. But we are not getting support sufficient. Otherwise we can help everyone. As soon as we talk of Bhagavad Gita, they say, oh, it is something God. We get bias. What can be done? But actually, this is the knowledge. Everyone is standing on a false platform. And they are passing on a philosopher or scientist. But the platform is false.
basically.
So far the young people go, the minute we can get to them, they are immediately very interested. They like to go with us in the spot.
The other girl we went to Sunday school, very small children. Oh, they are quite very brilliant. What about the question?
We're asking questions that this is going to be can eight different voices
They
have questions like if the human being is the most advanced species of life, then why is it that the human culture is so much trouble to do for the animals or lesser species where living in peace?
Very interesting.
All every question.
That means the whole human civilization is a challenge. That we have advanced human civilization, but we have less than animals. We cannot lead even peacefully.
After the program,
which is a very nice question.
Yes, we must have learned from the animals.
No, we take animals lower than humanity. But what you have done better than the animals? This is the question. We claim that we are master of the animals. But you are less than animals. How one who is less than animals, he can master them?
Well, there's a lot of talk of ecology these days, pollution, but I think we haven't realized the wider interpretation of these.
The thing is, the time is now right. Well, actual spiritual education should be given. It's not for all. Spiritual education is not meant for all. That's like, according to Bhagavad Gita and Vedic civilization, there are four classes now. The Brahmin, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra. Brahmin means the most intellectual, morally, spiritually, and scientifically, philosophically. That is a class. Next class, the politician, administrator, taking charge of the state, how to protect it. Kshatriya. Kshatriya means one who defends you from being hurt. Enemy is coming to hurt and king is giving protection. They are called Kshatriya. This is the meaning of truth. Brahmana means one who knows the absolute truth. Brahmana, Kshatriya and the Vaishya. Vaishya means protect, counseling pen. Well, the merchant pen. And Shudra, ordinary water. So this education, now these four classes of men should cooperate. Just like in my body, there is brain, there is hand, there is belly, and there is leg. The importance of leg is not so serious as the head. The importance of hand is not so serious as the head. You can cut your hand to live, but if you cut your head, then you cannot. But when we cooperate, the head is as important as the leg. If there is no leg, simply head, then you are important. The four classes of men are there by nature. They should cooperate. But at the present moment, the intellectual class of men, they are spoiling their energy in a different way. Therefore, they should be